You are listening to episode 884. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation every single day on the podcast. And each meditation is customized around a weekly theme that we explore in depth using different meditation techniques that you can take into your meditations or into the most stressful parts of your day. That's the beauty of meditation techniques. You can use them any time, anywhere. Well, in today's meditation, we launch into a brand new meditation series. We launch into a series every single Sunday. We explore it for a week. So each series is 7 episodes of meditations for you. And this is a series for this week that's by special request. In fact, I'll say I've had several requests for a series like this. The most recent request was from a therapist who said, "Mary, I've had so many patients whose depression, anxiety, all their different challenges are becoming even more pronounced as we get ready to vote in the upcoming American presidential elections. And wherever you are, whether you live in the United States or Canada or Europe or Asia, Australia, anywhere where you're living and listening, the world is undergoing some major changes politically, economically, socially. And so there's a lot of tension, and mostly there's a lot of uncertainty. You may personally have a lot of uncertainty in your life. Even if you feel pretty secure in your corner of the world, you may feel as though you have uncertainty in relationships. Maybe you're experiencing a health challenge, and there's a lot of uncertainty there. So this is a series for you if you're feeling as though your sense of security is a little up in the air these days. This is a series for inner peace. And how I decided to do this series is to break it down into, of course, our 7-part series, where I share with you different thought leaders who emphasize inner peace. Maybe it's in a ritual that they share, in a certain book they've written that helps to promote inner peace. Whatever it is, I've chosen 7 thought leaders who come from different nations, different centuries, different people, and their perspective on how to maintain your inner peace in times of uncertainty. So our first episode today, we will explore, and if you are familiar with me at all, you know that I really enjoy the Japanese tea ceremony. And in fact, it's influenced the way that I share meditations. So settle yourself in to your meditation, or if you're listening to this as you walk or do errands, it's just fine wherever you are on this journey. Settle yourself in and get ready to hear some reflections from the Grand Tea Master of Japan, who started the tea ceremony the way it's shared today, and that is Sin no Rikyu. And he lived from 1522 to 1591. Now, Sin no Rikyu lived in a time in Japan of great uncertainty. There were different warring factions. Different samurai bands roamed the country and supported different warlords. And he lived in Kyoto at the time. Kyoto is still considered to be the cultural, spiritual city of Japan, and there were many lavish palaces, and people celebrated the tea ceremony in a very ostentatious type of way. It was reserved for the upper class, and there were even competitions to see who could offer the most lavish tea ceremony. People were trying to escape the uncertainty of the time, and in the book Tea Life, Tea Bind by Soshitsu Sen the 15th, who is the descendant of Sen Rikyu, he says in the book, "The participants at these contests seem to have found in the glittering world of excess a means to escape from their uncertain times." And you may notice this around you, as you might see lavish excess of wealth. And you may wonder what it's needed for. Who needs this much wealth? And does it really produce inner peace? Well, Sen Rikyu believed that this was just a distraction, and that if you really wanted inner peace, you needed to pare it down to what mattered most. And so during his time, he did something quite revolutionary. He created a new type of tea ceremony where you entered a very simple building with simple materials, and you had nothing in the room basically except for a scroll to represent the theme for the tea ceremony, just a few words or a poem or a simple phrase to set the tone for the tea ceremony. And on the alcove, below the scroll, would be a single flower representing the season. The tea ceremony room would be bare, because the emphasis was on the conversation, the interaction between the guests and the host preparing the tea. The instruments that were used were made of natural materials, bamboo and wood and handmade pottery. And a simple powdered green tea was prepared by the host with great care and detail and given to each guest. Each guest would drink from the same bowl. And to enter the tea room, you entered through a small door where you had to duck through. And this was a way to leave your ego at the door. So as you entered the tea room, it didn't matter if you were a grand samurai or a famous politician or successful business person or a common person or a peasant at the time in feudal Japan. It didn't matter. You all entered through the same door, ducking to leave your ego at the door. And when you entered the tea room, everyone was one ichi. It was very zen-like. Wouldn't it be great to have such a situation today? If you heard the American presidential debates, I'm sure you would agree it would have been nice if the politicians, people who are going to lead a nation, wherever you live, whatever country you live in, you may have the same situation with your leadership. It would be great if they could leave their egos at the door and focus on the important issues of our day. And so as you do today's meditation, consider how you could create a ritual in your own life and live out this ritual in a way that gives you inner peace. Many of the thought leaders on peace that I'll be sharing with you this week, they created these rituals or these books or these inspirations that now influence the world. They created them during times of uncertainty. So it wasn't a time when everything was all nice and peaceful, and of course, this was just a natural extension of those times of peace. It wasn't like that. The tea ceremony, which emphasizes harmony, respect, purity, and tranquility, came about during a time of great strife economic, social, political strife in Japan, not during a time of peace. It was created to provide a way for people to experience inner peace regardless of what was going on around them. And so you can do this too. And I want to share with you a quote by an unknown author that sets the tone for this week's Inner Peace series. Peace, it does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of those things and still have a calm heart. So settle yourself into your meditation or continue about your day reflecting on the past week you just had, the most recent days that you've just experienced, and consider where you most need inner peace in your life. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose, inhaling nicely, evenly, deeply, going at your own pace, not forcing your breath in any way, honoring how you're feeling right now. If you're feeling tense or anxious, honor this experience you're having, knowing you can transition to a state of inner peace. So consider in the past week where you felt the most uncertain. Maybe it's your environment, your job, politics, your health, personal relationships. Whatever it is, just think about that part of your life where you're feeling the most uncertainty. Notice in your body where you might be harboring tension as you reflect on the past week and where you experienced this uncertainty. Keeping your eyes gently uplifted if they're closed, this keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Inhaling through your nose. Exhaling through your nose, keeping your breath nice and soft and gentle. So notice where you're feeling the most uncertainty, and then consider how you could support yourself this week as you explore this series in a way where you feel more supported. Could you create a ritual for yourself? What you're doing now as you meditate is fantastic. Could you settle yourself in to meditate, maybe sip some tea or a green smoothie or coffee, whatever it is you like? Could you add something from nature to ground you, to connect you to your environment? Could you add an inspiring poem or quote to your space, maybe where you work or spend the most time? Could you read some poetry or uplifting quotes or statements from people who influence you? Could you do that when you sit down for a meal to help you go into your meal focused and calm? these rituals can become the core of your lifestyle. So consider how you can feel more inner peace this week in those areas of your life where you feel uncertain. Continue your meditation. If you'd like to be guided in a meditation using these same techniques I share each day, you can find full guided meditations, a brand new one every day at sipandom.com. That's my website, sipandom.com. And for 50 cents a day, you get a guided meditation using, as I mentioned, these same techniques. And you get 2 weeks free just to try it. Again, I honor you for what you're doing for yourself. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.